Blog Talk Radio.
That's what we're going to be coming from, Acts chapter 2. Right here,
As far as the announcements are concerned, we just wanted to announce that those of you are local, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, we will not be having services on this Sunday. It's the fifth Sunday. Supposed to be union meeting, but seeing that we are not in the union meeting anymore right now because of the COVID, we're going to have the church Sunday school at 9:45 on the call, on the virtual, where everybody will be calling in. 9:45 on this Sunday morning, we'll have the call-in Sunday school. You don't have to go to the sanctuary, y'all. We will be on the phone service this Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m. So y'all just be there for Sunday school, put a call in, and that's going to do it for that. And we will meet back in the sanctuary on the first Sunday in September. In the other word, for both Sunday school and brethren's church service. So with that being said, I don't have anything else. I don't know of anything else I can announce right now because I don't really have too many. I have not spoken to too many other church members from other various churches. I don't really know what's going on in their churches right now. So we don't have anything to announce on their behalf. So right now, with that being said, now we're going to go right on into, like I said, I wanted to reference another quartet song. Tonight, I want to reference, it's a choir song from the Caravan. It was written by Cassetta George and James Cleveland. Both of them have passed on from Labor to Reward. It's called Walk Around Heaven All Day. A very beautiful song. I'm quite sure some of you know of that song, but it's called Walk Around Heaven All Day. When I get to heaven, we will love that particular song. So that's the song we spotlighted on tonight. And so now, like I said, y'all turning your Bible to Acts chapter 2. And we're going to let the technology work for us, so please stand by. Acts chapter 2.
Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and
All right, we're going to stop that right there. We're going to stop that right there at verse number 7. I want y'all to read it on your own spare time, in your study time. Read the whole chapter. But we, for the sake of time tonight, we want to stop right there. And I hope that y'all hear that. I hope y'all heard that. And because this is where tonight's study is coming from. And what I'm going to ask. If I just have to use a topic, I would use this as a topic, which I do believe it is also true, very true, not just a topic, but a very true topic. And I will use, this is the birth of the church. The birth of the church. So, my brothers and sisters, we thank God for each and every one of you. And as y'all heard, in the reading of the scripture here, he said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, this is what happened when the day of Pentecost was fully come. What comes after that is what happened on that day. Now, my brothers and sisters, let's get this straight with everybody right now. Let's get something straight. Pentecost is one of the Jewish feasts. It's God's feast. Hey, there, Sister Jackie. Thank God for you. Glad you're in here. Glad you made it. And we thank God for you. Coming from Acts, the second chapter tonight, I did let the technology to read about seven verses of that scripture. Now, my topic is tonight is the birth of the church. But what I was saying is the day of Pentecost is one of the feasts, the seven feasts of God. A lot of people say it's the Jewish feast, but no. That God implemented. Those are the Lord's feasts. In other words, there's seven of them. And three of those feasts, every Jewish male, no make no difference where he was in the world, on three of those feast days, which is the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, they made no difference where they were at in the world. They had to venture to Jerusalem, to the temple. They had to come in for those three feasts. And they were not to come empty-handed. Now, y'all got to study your Bible. You got to study your Bible to know what I'm talking about. That's how come I give y'all these scripture readings. But at any rate, it said when the day of Pentecost, which is a Jewish feast, is the feast of the Lord, they were there in Jerusalem to celebrate this. When the Holy Ghost came to those disciples that Jesus had promised them that he would rescind in his name, when that day came, when it was on the day of Pentecost, and if you see the scripture tell us there was strangers in Jerusalem. See, I'm going to borrow these folks out with these tongues. If y'all listen to me and look and read the Bible, you understand, and y'all stop worrying about all this hip tongue thing, what people be talking about. They blowing it out of proportion for what it really was. If you notice here, it says that there was devout men from all over the known world that was in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost because they were there to celebrate the feast. There were foreigners that was in Jerusalem that spoke every different language. They spoke different languages than Peter, James, and John them. Peter, James, and John them was Galilean, and they spoke Hebrew. And when the Holy Ghost came, what the Holy Ghost did was he allowed Peter, James, and John and the disciples of Jesus, they was up there in the upper room to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what he's doing. He allowed them to speak in the languages of those strangers that was in town that day. That's the only reason they put for them tongues. But we done made a complete religion. A lot of folks done made a complete religion out of speaking in tongues. When it ain't that, it wasn't about that. The Holy Ghost do not need our help. We need his help. So therefore, when he came, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit allowed Peter to speak French. He allowed James to speak German. He allowed another one to speak that. Whatever language that the people spoke when they was in Jerusalem during the Feast of Pentecost, they heard them magnifying the goodness of God in their own language. And that's the only reason the Holy Spirit, y'all, gave them the utterance of to be able to speak with unknown tongues. That just means a language that you are not familiar with, my brothers and sisters. Don't let the people just confuse you to it. You got to speak it. That ain't no, that you just cutting the fool. You actually sound like a donkey because that's what you are. The Holy Spirit don't work that kind of crazy stuff. They were speaking actual languages that those strangers in Jerusalem, they could understand the wonderful works of God. Because if you look at it, if you listen at the scripture reading, it said, how is it that we hear these men speaking in our language? See what I mean? The Holy Spirit don't do no foolish. All that blah, 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 blah. That ain't no, you ain't cutting food trying to show folks that you're religious. Don't make tongues to be something that it was not. See, I'm not afraid to say what I got to say because I'm not afraid of being put out of the church. What's up, y'all, brother? Hammer Man, glad to see you in there. I see y'all typing out. Okay. But at any rate, that was the only reason for tongues. The tongues is other languages. Come on. Oh, I got my prayer language. Your prayer language is English. Your prayer language, whatever your language you speak. People need to stop. Oh, my Jesus. We just take things to the extreme. But this is right there what the scripture has read. That was the only reason for them deciding to speak in them other tongues, other languages that those people and them strangers that was in Jerusalem at that time. See, the Holy Spirit knew that there was going to be people from all over the known world were going to be in Jerusalem that day when he came. So therefore, Peter, James, and John, they knew about Jesus. They didn't. So what did they do? Holy Spirit allowed them to speak in those languages that they didn't know. But them other people that did speak that language, they understood because it was their language. People say, oh, yeah, they're speaking in an unknown tongue. Well, if it was unknown, then nobody would have known what it was. But they did because it was in their tongue. It was unknown to Peter and them because they didn't speak Italian or French. They spoke Hebrew. It was unknown to them, but it wasn't unknown to the Italians. It wasn't known to the Germans. When they were speaking, it was known to them. I'm trying to get y'all to see that the people have made tongue speaking a religion. They done blow the way out of proportion. And everybody in church, you're cutting the food, you're making yourself look like an idiot. And you're embarrassing the true saints of God. You embarrass me because I know the Spirit don't work that kind of foolishness. Now, if it was somebody in my church on any given Sunday that did not speak English, and if the Holy Spirit wanted to say something to that person while in my church, he could allow any of us in there that did not know that language to speak that language so he could reach that person that didn't speak English. Holy Spirit would do that. But all this stuff that these folk going to church, you just babbling on that, and you're making yourself look like an idiot because the Holy Spirit don't work that way. And there's never was for that. I was talking about some unknown. It ain't unknown. It's unknown to you. But it's whatever language that is you be speaking in, it's somebody's language. They can understand it. It ain't unknown. It's just unknown to you. But see, we don't study, y'all. Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like my videos. I know that. A lot of people don't watch them. I don't mind that either because I'm going to tell you the truth. And we have made tongue speaking something that it never was meant to be. And it never was that. The Holy Spirit does not work that way because the Holy Spirit is not deaf and dumb. And God don't need our help. He told us to tarry until he comes. Jesus said, he told Peter and him, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. He will be unto you like I was. But only that he is better. Jesus even said that the Holy Spirit was better than him. He said, because I can only be in one place. When Jesus was here walking as a man, he was like us. He was confined to be just like us. He couldn't be everywhere at one time. But the Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit can. And that's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. And I am praying. I am praying that we will get this. But you know what, y'all? Some of us are not going to get it because some of us don't want to get it. We got our mind made up that we're going to do things our way. But I'm going to tell you something. If we're going to come to God, we got to come to him by faith. And if we dispute and make ourselves look bad like an idiot in any fashion, that's what Satan wants. Satan wants us to look bad. And a lot of us go out there and help. We go out there and help Satan, but Satan don't need your help. He's a destructor all by himself. He don't need you to help him. And so, my brothers and sisters, don't get confused about these people coming to you talking about tongues and unknown tongues. Oh, Lord. It's unknown to you or me, maybe, but it's known to somebody in the world. When the Holy Spirit wants to speak with that person, he could speak to that person through me or you and make us be able to speak that language. That's what the Holy Ghost, what the day of Pentecost was, because it was strangers in the city, and they did not speak Hebrew. So the Holy Spirit had the Hebrews to speak their language. That's all it was about, y'all. Read your Bible. Study your Bible, you'll see it. It is my prayer that the Spirit will show you and what we can stop being so deceived about every wind of doctrine that run by. We listen to, some of us listen to too many different folks anyway, and you get yourself mixed up with all these people with this different doctrine. If Paul said, if anybody comes to you with another gospel, even if it's me, and tell you something different from what I'm telling y'all, dismiss it. But see, some of us, we are wrong with this. And we see something else wrong, but we grabbing that. That's how come we can't get stable at nothing, because we just like a whirlwind. We just going from one thing to the next. But if the doctrine don't match, see, the spirit, and they will agree. They will agree. They're not going to disagree. They will agree. So when you start seeing people, you got ministers of music or ministers of the gospel start being jealous of one another. That's not the Spirit of God. That's not the Spirit of God. Because, matter of fact, we are working in this thing together. We work for the same master. As long as the job is getting done, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. Oh, my brother, since we got a long way. Some of us said we've come a long way, but we got still a long way to go. Because we do not see the word, and we use the word. We don't write and divide the word. Like I say, we are so busy running after every wind and doctrine, we can't get stable nowhere. You can't do that, y'all. You got to stay stable. And then whatever the word says, because, see, if I'm coming from the word, I should agree with any other preacher or any other Bible study student or whatever. What we say should agree. It shouldn't be different. It's just like the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three in one. They all agree. The Holy Spirit is not going to say anything that Jesus didn't say. Neither will they say anything God didn't say. They all will agree. That is the problem that I have with a lot of the different ministries. I talk against nobody's ministry. But if you are not rightly dividing the word of truth and saying what the Bible says, you need to stop it. You need to stop it because you're putting your own self in danger. When you're putting stuff to the scripture that God did not put there, and when you are not doing what God told you to do, you're putting yourself in danger of hellfire. Y'all, I don't want nobody to go to hell. And I sure certainly don't want to go. So now, what are we going to do? Whose report, like the prophet Isaiah said, whose report are you going to believe? I'm trying to see what you said there, Jack, because like I said, my business, he said the upper room folk were speaking in various languages. That's right. They were speaking in various languages. But you got to remember now, they were speaking in the various languages because all of them were Hebrew. They spoke Hebrew. They were Jews. They didn't know nothing about them languages from them other countries, but the Holy Spirit know all the languages. So guess what he did? He let each one of us spoke whatever language that needed to be spoke and needed to be heard by those strangers that was in town. The Holy Spirit spoke it through the church. That's how come I said that was the day, the birth of the church. We should be able, the church is the hospital. The church is the spiritual hospital for the believer. And for lack of a better word, we have thrown away the church. You got people right now because they are more afraid of COVID than he is God. And I don't understand that, y'all. Y'all excuse me if I sound a little dumbfounded. I am. How can you put something above God? We got people who won't even go to church. They won't go to choir practice. Talking about the COVID, and they supposed to be Christians. What if the early church members back in the day of Pentecost like this right now, what if they would have been saying, oh, we scared of Herod, we scared of the Romans, we would have been in a mess with them. They, in spite of all the danger, they were persecuted, sawed in two, they were burned at the stake. Look at all the persecution they went through, but they stayed with the word. They stayed with God. Now, we ain't even got all that persecution. Not yet. We don't have that kind of persecution. And we let a little COVID keep us away from the church. But that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to speak this, and I don't care who don't like it. You ain't lying to yourself because you ain't lying to God. Because people are not as afraid of COVID as they make pretense they are. Because they go everywhere. They go to the doctor. They go to the mall. They go to the hairdresser. They go to the drugstore. They go everywhere else. But when it comes time to go to the church, they holler COVID then. No, it's because of the fact that your spirituality is lacking a quart of oil. That's what it is. You're just a quart short. We are not who we say we're supposed to be, because if we have been born again, like we say we have been born again, you couldn't keep you away from God's house. Nothing could. Nothing could. Now, the government closed the churches down, and, you know, wanted to penalize the people. Now, I even heard they even locked up one pastor because he refused to go by their rules. What if all the churches would have stood up together? They can't lock all of us up. But that just going to show you how weak we are when it comes. We don't want to do what God say, but if anybody come and tell us something about the stimulus check and the COVID and some government grits and cheese, oh, we ready to run with that. But we don't look to the hill, Capitol Hill. That's where a lot of others. If you want to get people stirred up, start talking about stimulus check and government cheese and grit. They'll talk with you all day on that. But if you want to get them to stop talking, mention the church. I said it. Mention the church. And they draw us back. Well, God is not pleased with that. Especially us Christians, that we say we are so-called saved and sanctified and born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. But yet and still, we scared to go to church. Something wrong with that picture, my sister. Yeah, something wrong. Yeah, they can go to clubs and everywhere. Everywhere they want to go, they'll go everywhere but to the church. When you mention the church, they get talking about COVID then. Well, if you ain't scared of the COVID at the drugstore and at the mall and at the club, you shouldn't be scared of the COVID at the church. Because the same COVID that you think is at the church is out there in the drugstore too. If it's outborne, it's everywhere, even in this room. Because I think last time I checked, I was breathing air. That's a lie of Satan. Satan got people blinded, my brothers and sisters. But you know what? Only thing we can do, those of us that are not afraid, just keep on holding up the bloodstained banner of Christ and keep telling people that Jesus is the way. That's all we can do, because we can't make anybody do anything. And God don't want to be no one to be made to serve him anyway. He wants you to do it free willingly. Being that it's real love. If it's not come from that, it's not real love. So my brothers and sisters, I thought I would just stop by tonight and let y'all know that was the birth of the church and how the people that keep on talking about and the way they are talking about these tongues, it is not of God. And I don't care who don't like it. I'm saying it now and I'll say it again. The way people is talking about just speaking in tongues, speaking in an unknown tongue, blah, 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 blah. That is not of God, and it's a bunch of foolishness and nonsense. And the Holy Spirit is not in that. And then tell them any man said. And if they want to tell them to ask me, I tell them the same thing. Tell them any man said. So with that being said, y'all, we're going to say we thank y'all for coming tonight. Sister Jackson, Brother Everman, we thank y'all for coming. And anybody else that might be listening by way of the world, listen. On YouTube and Facebook, we want to say we appreciate it. It is not for me, because I do everything for God's glory, that it may bring glory to his name and it might keep somebody out of a burning hell. That is my prayer. So we're going to end this study in the right and proper way by raising our right hand. We're going to say, now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with thee, thy people, henceforth, now and forevermore. And everybody say amen. And we're going to say amen. And I'm going to say good night to each and every one of you. Good night, dear brother Jackie and sister Jackie. I mean, and brother Hammerman. God bless y'all. May God keep you. Enjoy me next week if you can. Bye-bye.